Oh boy, here we are on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically for 10 minutes or so about a subject. And this is based off a book I read, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. And in it, he says everyone should read something or talk about something aloud for 10 minutes every day in an enthusiastic way or with enthusiasm to build the habit of talking enthusiastically. It's a good habit to have because if you talk with enthusiasm, more people will listen to you and get on board with what you're saying. So, fun thing, I recommend you try it as well. You could do it 10 minutes a day, record yourself. You don't have to share it with anyone, and that will build the habit for you. And then you can look back a year, 30 days, a year, 2 years from now, and be like, wow, I sound way better or way more enthusiastic. Super fun. And on this episode, I want to talk about drones. It's funny. I was just thinking, it's like I haven't talked about it, but I love drones. They're fun. I got one way back in 2015 when they were fresh on the market, and it was new. There was like it was so weird. I had it just before all the crazy regulations were applied to drones, and I was living in downtown Bellevue, Washington, a big city with, they had a drone store that opened up, and I believe that's, I can't remember. I don't think I got mine there. I bought it off DJI's website. I got the Phantom 3 Advanced when that first came out. So early drone user and before the regulations, so there weren't any restrictions on the software itself, and it was crazy. I literally flew it downtown, and looking at it now, like, I wouldn't have been able to do that today without my pilot's license. So it's crazy how it's changed over the years in a short time. And just recently, April of 2021, there were tons of changes that made it fun. So like anyone who had gotten the pilot's license after that date, there were questions on the test, and there are today. Like, if you go take it today, there are questions on the test related to flying at night, and that by getting that certification, you are able to fly your drone at night without any special flight waivers. And a flight waiver is something you have to go on the FAA website and say, I'm a pilot, this is my drone, this is where I want to fly, and I want to fly in the and at night. And you'd have to go through that process to get authorization to fly, and there's a lot of rules, little things, and it's fun. It's fun. I like it. I don't mind it. The red tape, it feels like official. So I currently hold my Part 107 pilot license, and having that allows me to do commercial flight. So if you have a drone, or if you're thinking about getting a drone, you can only fly your drone for recreational purposes. So you're out flying, you know, looking at things, whatever, nature trail, recording, you know, videos of yourself for fun. You don't need a Part 107 license. You need the license if you want to fly in anywhere with restricted airspace. And you find that out when you're flying with your drone. The software on there is like, hey, you can't take off. And to get authorization to do that, you need to have a Part 107 pilot license. And there's another one, but it's more of a government one. I'm not too familiar with it, so I'm not going to mention it. But there's another way to do it. If you're part of a government or work for the government, there's a separate process to do different things. You can actually get authorization to fly a lot faster, but I don't get too carried away on all the nitty gritty stuff. I want to talk just drones in general, why they're cool, why I like them, and what I've been doing with them. So I think they're amazing because you can get, you know, they're just easy to fly. For one, the software keeps improving and advancing. The amount of sensors on drones is crazy. I haven't tried one out, but I see like the DJI Mavic 3 has so many sensors, it'll actually move itself to avoid obstacles. I would be nervous trying this out. I'd have to do it real slow to see it in action before I went like high speed through a forest of trees, because that's like the example they show on the website. There's just all these trees staggered together out in a forest, and then they just shoot the drone flying, and it just weaves right through the trees, which is amazing. So the technology is fun there and ever improving and getting more and more advanced. Mine has a lot of sensors, I believe. I don't really fly too close to things, so I don't really test the limits of it, but it will stop if it's like gonna hit an object. Like if I'm flying right into a wall, it will stop and not let me hit that wall. And also if I'm flying and there's restricted airspace that I don't have access to, it will stop the drone. Like the drone cannot fly past that point. There's a fun thing I found is weird. So I had flight authorization to fly in a restricted area. However, my software didn't recognize that at first when I took off. So it's like I took off and it's like, you're in restricted airspace, but I was authorized to fly there. So it was like a bug and I couldn't get the drone back to me. It was funny. It's like stuck in this little bubble and I couldn't get it to me. I had to walk with the drone to a spot where I could just go to a road, a dirt road that I could go land the drone and pick it up. It was just crazy. I could fly, but the drone didn't think I could. And there wasn't a workaround to get my drone to be like, oh, it's okay. Come here, buddy. And it didn't work. So it was weird, but there are some weird things about it. And drones are amazing for getting just like that level, you know, when you're flying an airplane and you're doing airplane photography, you're just so high up there. It's, you know, lots of land. Whereas the drone, it gets you like, you can get just right above where anyone could ever reach. And then it's just beautiful angles and sceneries. You can look at areas in a completely different way that you never have thought of. And it's just amazing. Like, it's so magical. The views you can get, and it's fun with the weather. Like a few times it snowed this winter, I got some amazing shots. I took a photo of the river or the creek, however you say it, by my property, and it's a beautiful windy water. If you've seen my Instagram or my Walkin' Jack feed, that's pretty much all that's on there are photos of the Minnecadoosa Creek, and it is windy and beautiful. And when you throw snow in the mix, it looks really awesome. It was a beautiful, beautiful day, sunny, fresh snow, nice, pretty sunset clouds. It turned out great. It was amazing. But that's a fun thing. And where I live, there, even though it's in Nebraska, our property, when I was a kid, we planted all these trees. Like I remember doing it too, and now they're all huge, so it's like a forest, and they block the view of the horizon for sunsets and sunrises. So with the drone, you can zip up above the trees and appreciate every sunset as long as the weather's permitting. And you know, drones are pretty good in the weather. They don't like wind is bad. It sounds a lot of alarms if the wind is too high, and different drones can handle wind better than others. I believe mine, I have the DJI Air 2S, and it can handle, on paper it says 20 mile per hour wind, but at least here in Nebraska, if it's 20 mile per hour, you're going to have gusts of wind that are, you know, if it's constant 20, you're going to have 30 to 50 mile per hour gusts, which are enough to make the drone panic. I've flown in a really windy time before, and it sent all these warnings, and it just couldn't hold its position. It kept like veering off course, and so I quickly landed it. I didn't think the wind was that bad. And then once I got up high enough in the altitude, it was like, whoop, too windy. It's like, oh, geez, land immediately. Wait, wait, wait. It didn't make any sirens, but it didn't like the wind. And snow and rain are also no-nos. According to the FAA rules and regulations, you need to fly 500 feet below the clouds. So if you have, and you can only fly 400 feet above the ground. So if you have clouds sitting at 100 feet, which is really low clouds, I don't even know what that is, you can't fly. So you would, any clothes, like if clouds were sitting at right at 500 feet, you couldn't fly because you have to stay 500 feet away from the clouds. So fun random thing, random fact about drone flying, one of the regulations. Another neat one coming in 2023 is called Remote ID. Every drone is going to be required to have this thing called Remote ID, which will allow anyone with a phone to, if they see a drone, they'll be able to open up their phone, pull up an app. I don't know the specifics. I'm going to guess it's an app. Maybe it'll show up on Google Maps. I don't know. But if you see a drone, you'll be able to open your phone and see who is piloting that drone and where the pilot is. I know some people think that's really fun and awesome, and then other people will think that's kind of not awesome. And it's all based on perspective. I think it's a good thing because, you know, I see a lot of people flying drones violating the rules and doing things they shouldn't. So I think it's good to be able to see who that is, who's piloting it, and be what they are. On the flip side, anyone who has it out for drone pilots can literally go around and find exactly where the drone pilots are. And when you're flying a drone, you got to focus on, you know, keeping your eyes on your drone and flying safely. Yeah, making sure no obstacles, no plane, aircrafts are coming. You usually have to have a second person with you to help you keep an eye on stuff. So that could be abused in a bad way. I don't know. So that's both sides of it. Overall, I think it's good. It makes sense. You can't really do that with airplanes, but my drone can detect an airplane in the area if they're equipped with the right technology. I don't know what it is, but sometimes an airplane will be close by and it will show up on my screen and be like, hey, there's an aircraft, fly with caution, which I really like. So having the same thing with drones makes sense. And if you see an airplane, that little number on the back, their tail number, it's usually on the bottom of the plane too on bigger aircrafts. But you can literally look that number up on the FAA website and see who the pilot is. But yeah, the Remote ID, I think, makes sense for drones. Some people are going to like it. Some people aren't. That's just another one of the things coming. And I'll comply with it because I like flying my drone. It's good. And what else? What's another fun thing? So photography, super amazing and easy with a drone because it is just so steady. Like, it's steady. You can put ND filters on. You can have a really slow shutter speed. And it's just stable. It's so amazing. That's the coolest thing. It's just perfect. It makes cinematic footage. And all you have to do is dial down your settings. And a lot of the newer drones, like the one I have, the DJI Air 2S, it has a cine mode. And that's cinematic mode. And it reduces how fast drone moves, how fast it turns, how fast it goes up and down. It slows all that down, and that gives you more control when you're filming video to get that nice smooth footage. You can also do a 2x zoom and do 4K video with a 2x zoom, and that'll get rid of the fisheye look, and it looks amazing. It is so cool. I haven't done a lot with it. I need to come up with an idea of a cinematic drone video to make because it looks just outstanding. It's crazy. It's kind of hard to pilot too because that double zoomed in when you're looking at the screen, it makes it hard to judge like your distance from the objects. It looks like trees are gonna, you know, you're gonna run into a tree. It's weird. But once you get the feel for it, the video footage is amazing. And it That drone, it records 5.4K too. So you can record that and crop it down in post-production, whether that's on your phone or Adobe Premiere Pro. It's cool. It's a fun little thing I learned about with the drone. It has all these fun little automatic maneuvers, like this one. It's called Master Clips, and you basically pick your target on your phone. You just say, like, this is my focus point, whether that's a house, a person, a mountain, something, a tree. it'll just do all these candid shots, or, you know, like focus and fly back and up, and I'll do like an orbit around, and just tons of useful clips that you can put together into a bigger video. And they you know, they're all automated, so they're smooth when you're doing, like, that's it. Probably the trickiest maneuver is circling around an object. For me, anyway, it's hard to do because you got to move sideways while turning at a consistent rate. You want your speed has to be the same, and you have to find the perfect turning angle to make a full circle. If you adjust it while you're going, it'll do like a little corkscrew and you'll be off center, and it's tricky. So that one takes a lot of practice. I think getting it done down with your hands to where you're doing it yourself is better than the automated software, because it does its own little fancy things. Like it'll speed up and slow down at the end in the video, which is cool, but I don't really like that. I'd rather do that myself than have the software do it. So if it would just do that recording raw video, I'd be more happy with it. However, it kind of adds its own finesse to the videos, which is all fine and dandy if you like that, but if you want to do it yourself, it's kind of like, oh, I do it but not with that. And it's fun, but they're great. It's a fun side hustle as well. They're the last I checked, there's maybe a little over 200,000 drone pilots in America, which may sound like a lot, but not really with the size of the country. In my town, I don't know anyone else who's licensed. I think there's a few people that do it for a side hustle that aren't licensed, and some that live further away who do work here that are licensed. So it depends on the area, but overall it's not a saturated market. The demand is high because it is the number one place to get a job is talking to real estate agents in your area, realtors. You can just go and be like, hey, do you need drone video photos or video? Even if they have someone that they use, they're more than likely willing to take you on to give you some projects, because if they have one pilot, you know, that might not always work with their schedule. You know, they might be busy. And from my little experience with it, there's a demand for a drone video, they want that to go up with the listing the same time. You know, it's like, here's the listing, here's the video, here's the photos. Pretty popular. So it's a good, that's like my favorite thing for work. And small businesses in the area probably want a drone video or photos of their property, whatever they're working on, you know, agriculture, something, you know, whether it's a car lots, you know, hey, look at all the cars we have, just like a high, you know, high level. But with social media where it is today, the demand for that drone video is always gonna be there. I think, you know, drone photos, drone video. Wait, the other alternative would be old school flying a camera up on a kite. Not something I'd recommend. I don't think you'd want to put a, you know, $1,000 to $5,000 camera up on a kite. It's much more safer and cheaper to use a drone, and you know, you can get ridiculously long tripods, extenders to get up there, but still not like a drone. And you can, what else? You can fly an airplane, helicopter, very expensive, a lot of work, a lot of coordination. Airplanes, you don't have quite the control, and it's your unless you have a plane set up for that, you're usually going to be photographing stuff through the window, unless you've mounted a camera under the plane. Anyway, that's way expensive. Like one airplane helicopter ride could probably buy you a drone. And it's safer. There's tons of new emerging things where people are using it. You can take a lot of pictures of a property and convert that into a 3D model. That's becoming more popular. And another fun one is to keep track of construction progress. So think of taking a drone, photographing the same angles and positions of a building being constructed. That would give the investors in that building real time, like where they're at, how it's going. And it would also make for fun content on social media. Like you could, at the end of it, once it's done, you could, you know, do a time lapse with all those photos and show the construction from start to finish. And from a drone, like you'd have a nice full view of it instead of ground level from a camera. So it's fun. But yeah, I don't know. Drones are awesome. I like them. I think they're cool. If you're into photography and you do photography for other people, or you just do it for yourself, think about getting a drone. The license to get the Part 107, it's a proctored test. You have to go take it, and there's tons of courses online that go through everything you need to know. I personally went through Pilot Institute, loved the course, went through it. It took me like 5 days. Finished the course, went, took the test, passed with a 82. So, I mean, I didn't get a 82 or an 88. I was happy with it. It took me 30 minutes to take the test, and I was like, yeah, done. Now I'm a pilot, and I have to renew it every 2 years. By taking an FAA test, you can do it online, so it's super fun. But anyway, that's all for this one. Drone info, drones away. Woo!